Yeah, we just finished upstairs watching both games. Obviously, Sunday was a pretty disappointing result, but when we look back at the Adelaide game, our defence wasn't that good. They missed a lot of easy shots, and Melbourne, to their credit, they came out and wanted it more than us, and right from the opening tip, we gave up layup after layup, and the video showed it.
Offensively, against Melbourne, taking shots when you're under pressure and that sort of thing, was that a big focus?
Yeah, we probably 4 games before that, we played really team-orientated offence, but we went away from that against Melbourne, and if we do that, it's like earlier in the season, we struggled, and lucky defence won us games earlier in the season, but offensive and defensive, we struggled against Melbourne.
How do you go about rectifying that this week?
We just got to go back to how we were a couple of weeks ago, just play inside out and contain one-on-one. Probably struggled really bad against Melbourne, containing their guards and inside. So we go back to the basics and just want to beat your man one-on-one.
So is that more of a mindset thing to stay focused on that task?
Definitely. You've got to take that matchup personally, whoever you're guarding. So you go out there and do that, then the rest will take care of itself. You don't have to rely on the help defence, which probably was bad as it has been all season against Melbourne.
Your performance over the weekend, were you happy with that?
Yeah, I'm just trying to be as aggressive as I can out in the court, whether it's inside, outside, defensive end. Obviously, just trying to get some easy points through the offensive rebounding. I've made a huge effort to really concentrate on that.
You've been pretty good in recent years in terms of rebounding from disappointing losses with really good performances. Does that extra bit of determination sort of come with a disappointing performance like that to make amends?
Yeah, definitely. We're not happy with the way we played on Sunday, and we're back home on Friday night against a very tough team in Cairns, so we've got to come out ready, switched on, and we'll be ready for Cairns.
Just on Cairns, they've led the league for most of the year and just come back to the pack now. Is this a matchup you've been looking forward to, having not played them yet?
Oh, definitely. You always look forward to playing against the better teams. They beat us in pre-season quite easy, so obviously it was pre-season, but they played very well and they started the season very well, so Friday's going to be a very tough matchup.
Have they surprised you at all how well they've done? Like, they're probably not a team that was widely spoken about heading in.
Yeah, obviously not too many people have spoken about them, but they've kept their core guys for the last couple of years like us, and obviously their imports are playing very well for them, so no, we're not surprised at all at how well they are playing.
DeAndre and Jermaine obviously didn't shoot the ball great on the weekend. Expecting them to bounce back?
Yeah, you probably won't see Jermaine shoot 0 of 10, I think that's what he was, so that won't happen again, and DeAndre's just going to get better. He's just got to put that game behind us now and move on.
Yourself? Physically, how are you going at the moment?
Yeah, I'm feeling great. As I've said all along, having a pre-season's really helped, and coaches and conditioning staff are really helping me get through.
I still got you in cotton wool, but?
I wish I was, but nah, out there every day, so nah, it's helping my game a lot.
What about the rest of the guys? Has the group recovered pretty well after the road trip?
Yeah, we had yesterday off, we had the morning off, so obviously we want to get back out in court after a disappointing performance, but we've watched the video now, so we've put that behind us, and now just concentrate on Cairns on Friday.